Romero.
Here.
Senator Parada, Senator Marquette, Senator Patigian. Three.
All right. Perhaps we can see if we can secure a member. And I kindly ask that we ask Senator Patigian or Senator Marquette in. We'll begin as a subcommittee. We have one bill, Senator Romero. We'd ask that you present. We are going to hear today SB 795 having to do with juvenile facilities. Senator Romero's bill. Kindly present on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Members, this is a straightforward bill. It allows the Division of Juvenile Justice to establish partnerships with local governments to transfer parole violators to local facilities or programs. The bill received unanimous support in Assembly Public Safety, and the vote on the Assembly floor was 76-2. It's a good measure that moves us forward. There's significant cost savings. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Very well. Let us note Senator Marquette has joined us. Please include Senator Marquette and Senator Patigian. We have a quorum. Anybody here to testify for or against this bill? Are there any questions of the author?
Any issues with contracting out from SEIU, AFSCME, other groups that work in the facilities?
No issues at all, because we're working largely with counties. That's been the issue. I don't believe we have any opposition recorded on this measure.
Very well.
In fact, let me see. We have no opposition on this measure.
Yes, sir. You here to testify?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes. Paul Yoder on behalf of the Solano County Board of Supervisors, which operates the Fount Springs Youth Juvenile Camp, in support of the bill. Urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Very well. You're welcome. A motion is in order, and the correct motion would turn the bill to the Senate floor for consideration of Assembly amendments.
This bill transfers people from state facilities to county facilities.
Yeah.
Any governmental transfer?
Quick question.
Please. Senator Patigian.
Why is this bill necessary?
Well,
can't they do this?
Yeah, Senator, I wish it weren't. For a couple of years, actually, the state contracted with Solano County, and it was a very successful program. Then the state had the budget crisis, and under the Davis administration, unfortunately, the funding ended. DJJ could do this, but hasn't. And frankly, the program, while it was in operation, was a win for the state, was a win for the county, was a win for the kids that were there, and if we can reconstitute it somehow, that would be true again, a win-win-win. So it's really just a little nudge, and again, I think a necessary urge.
Any further questions or testimony to come before the committee? Seeing none, a motion would be in order to return it to the Senate floor. So move. And that would be for consideration of Assembly amendments. And that has been moved by Senator Cedillo. Kindly call the roll on the measure.
Senators Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye. Patigian? Cedillo?
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Marquette? Parada? Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye.
I think it's, we'll put that measure on call.
Thank you.
And Senator Romero, you may want to assist us in getting the pro tem, maybe take the podium so that he can come here. What's new?
Friday.
Which that clears, the measure is out. Thank you.